Okay, and then finally, Jared, stocks feeling pain after reporting earnings, DraftKings and Roku not feeling any love at all. Roku still delivering earnings that were better than expected.
Yeah, some quick commentary there. Roku is planning for its future. I mean, we were just talking about Intel planning for its future. A lot of these growth companies, which are getting hit on their earnings announcements simply because they're going to have to outlay a lot of funds for capital expenditures. Roku is in that group, and we'll take a look at some of these charts in a second. But I'm writing about this over the weekend. A lot of stocks are feeling the pain after they have reported earnings this season. Top of the list here, and I use the S&P 500 along with some of the top Yahoo Finance trending tickers, LendingClub down almost 30% after its earnings, followed by 1-800-Flowers. Both of those, by the way, also meme stocks, but then also the mega caps, Roku, Roblox, Facebook, PayPal, Teradyne, Netflix, all down more than, let's say, 24% after their earnings. And the list goes all the way down here. Spotify, Shopify, Palantir, Under Armour is the least worst off here. It was down about 14 or 12% after its earnings. But then you take a look at what's happened year to date in a lot of these issues. And let's go up to our heat map here. A lot of these are down 40 to 50%. So you can see Facebook down almost 40%, Netflix 35%, PayPal 45%. Those even are not the worst. The worst performance here, Roku down 52.5%, what we were just talking about. Shopify and Roblox also down more than 50%. So a lot of these growth names getting in the re-rating cycle, and that's really hurting their performance this year. But if you're looking for the upside, probably going to be a couple of quarters in the not so near future, maybe the distant future, where they can kind of catch up here. But it's going to take a lot of investment and a lot of time for a lot of these stocks to heal.